I enjoy talking with you. You're like one of my best buddies. And I see you all the time on social media, and we talk there, but this is such a rare and great treat just to chat with you about a new film and such a good film too. It's thrilling. It's a white knuckle ride, isn't it?
Did you enjoy it?
I did. You know, it harkens back to those great Hitchcock movies that you just don't know what's going on until the last frame of the movie, and you get sucked into it really quick. The writing on this is really crisp. It's something we haven't seen in a while, and I'm glad you're part of it. You're playing a different character than,
Very different.
yeah. So talk to me about, was there an audition process for this? And tell me a little bit about your character, Anna.
Well, there wasn't an auditioning process. They made a straight offer. They saw me in Hell Hath No Fury and really had some wonderful things to say. So it was a straight offer. And then I read it and I thought, this is like a play. And I come from the theater background. So I was like, this is an actor's dream. I gotta be honest, I was like, how are they gonna pull this off? I was like, how are they gonna do this? How are they gonna do that? And then my first question is who am I doing it with? And I've always been a big fan of Alan, so I was like, okay, let's do it. And then I met everyone in Canada, and I had my idea of Anna, my character, but the director has been working on this for 10 years or so. He wrote it, he directed it. He did all the special effects. He comes from the special effects background. And he just had such a clear vision of what he wanted. So we had to kind of like blend our visions, I guess, because he had lived with her for a long time.
Yeah, in playing a character like Anna, do you have to draw yourself in? Because you're usually playing, a kick-ass woman, and that's what we're used to seeing you. But I mean, doing this type of acting has got to be a different muscle.
I would have handled the situation very differently than Anna, very differently. So I had to go back to a place where I used to be, because I was actually very much like Anna, abusive relationship, very low self-esteem, small town, didn't feel like I had a voice, so trapped in all the what I should and shouldn't do. And she's just Anna is a much better human being than me.
I don't think so.
I don't know if I would, she had so much compassion for the circumstances. She was so hopeful that, things would change, where maybe I'm a little more jaded.
How I would look at it is that she has been enveloped in this for so long that she has. That's the only thing she has is that hope, and take that away from her, and it becomes a real tragedy, for human beings like this. And I'm glad you took this role because it gives her a voice.
Yes, it does. Yes. And her strength, I believe, comes a lot from her daughter. Sometimes we can't be strong for ourselves, but sometimes we can be strong for somebody else. And I really felt like she got her strength. She had to survive and get back to her daughter. That was a big thing that I had to work on. And yeah, it was very interesting, because me as Nina would handle the situation so different. So it was very challenging to and frustrating, but it was beautiful, because Anna is very frustrated and it is very challenging, and she is confused and she's lost and she's all of the things that I was experienced. So it was quite a journey to play this part.
And I would assume therapeutic.
To tell you, not very therapeutic when I was there. It was awful. Because the character is based on the director got inspired by two real characters, Alan's character. So I sat and watched those real characters in the interviews, and it was one of the freakiest things I've seen in a long time. I mean, it was so scary. So, just reading all of these stories and interviews and putting myself in that situation, Put on some weight. I ate crappy food like Anna. I kind of got where Anna, Anna doesn't feel great. She doesn't wake up and go, yeah, let's go for a run. And, she has a lot, she has a job. She's probably, I mean, she doesn't know she has a choice. She's a victim of her circumstances. So, it was a little hard to go there, but the only reason why I took this part was because I like characters with big arcs, and I like character who, without giving the movie
Yeah,
away,
you're not going to give
my
anything
point of
away.
strength.
Yeah. And you mentioned Alan Leach. What a great scene partner he must be.
I mean, he's amazing. He's a pro,
Yeah.
he's a pro, and he's a sweetheart.
Yeah, and was there instant friendship when you guys, got together and when you got up to Canada?
Well, we hadn't talked, we hadn't met, and we met, I've said this before, we met in the lobby and it was like a duel. I walked in and I looked at him, and then he looked at me, and then I looked at him, and we stood there for 5 minutes, and the directors and producers was like, should we should we interfere, or should we celebrate, or should we what should we do? And then finally we were like, oh yeah, we can do this. And he was like, yeah, she can be. And I was like, yeah, this is the kind of work, and then we started rehearsing, and then he was very open to the I think suggestions. He's just a very open actor, and he is a very fun, where I'm a little more of a method, and I get a little more in my head, because of Anna's character, where he, I think, got to have a little more fun. I mean, it's still a very challenging, these are very
Sure.
challenging parts. And we didn't have a lot of time, so we had to like learn it like a play. We had to shoot it like scenes. So it was it was a wonderful experience, but very challenging.
Was it a claustrophobic kind of shoot?
Oh, beyond claustrophobic. But how wonderful to use that. I mean, I have, like, I'm traumatized from growing up with three older brothers, and they would, do things where I remember they'd put me in a suitcase, and then they would swing me around and, open the suitcase, and I'll be, like, they would do, that's what older brothers do when they have a little annoying sister like me. So there was a lot of feelings of that little girl where I was like completely trapped, and I would cry. And when I was a little girl, the more I would cry, the more fun they thought it was to torture me, of course, in the most loving way.
I don't have any sisters, and I have three brothers that were abusive. So,
Yeah, that's
yeah, so I know. Shooting where you shot, I mean, the locations are just incredible, but it must have been really grueling.
It was really cold. I mean, I played a waitress that worked in a diner, so I wanted to wear the traditional outfits with the little shoes and nylons and her little, skirt. But I couldn't wear nylons because, I had to continue the scene outside, and I mean, the nylons would freeze into my skin. So we had to change the wardrobe, and I mean, we had to work with hand warmers because my hands wouldn't work. My hands would just freeze. They wouldn't work. And I remember there was one scene where I mean, I did have makeup on, like my face was frozen, but I couldn't. I mean, I could barely talk. I was like, this, I couldn't, and when you're so cold, your whole body just shut down. You're just like, they're like, one more take, and you're like, and you just can't. But then again, what beautiful fuel for your character.
I know. See, this is what I love about you is the fact that you are willing to literally put yourself into danger for the role, and that makes directors so happy.
I think everyone in this movie gave everything they had. Like, we all went there because it was a labor of love for the craft. And I think, if there was one bad egg in there, they didn't give everything they had, it wouldn't have worked. Even the makeup, I mean, I thought the special effects, I mean, she just went full out. Sort of a young girl, we were all a little nervous, but she, I thought, killed it.
Yeah.
I thought the makeup was fantastic.
I do too. I mean, and I have to say this without sounding, I don't know. But I, you're an absolutely gorgeous woman, but The makeup.
I didn't look. Well,
You heard that before.
it was on purpose. I let my root grow out as soon as I tried to put on as much weight as I could. I was staying in a little crappy hotel way out in nowhere close to the location, and I ate pancakes and French fries and French fries and some more French fries, and I ate crappy, and I just kind of I wanted my hair to look like all mousy and unhealthy and bleach blonde fried, because she probably doesn't have money to go to a good hairdresser, and biting her nails, and I just tried to make her as if I was her living out there and working at that diner, living with my mom. She lives with her mom, with her daughter. I mean, that's her self-care is not top priority. She's in survival mode.
Yeah,
So,
and you
yeah.
really nailed that. I mean, I was really shocked at how well you fit into this part, but that goes to your acting ability.
Oh, thank you.
And Hell Hath No Fury really showed what you could do too. It was more action based and all of that, but you're the person that you play, I mean, they become real. To an audience, and that's the biggest compliment I could give you.
Thank you so much. I mean, it means a lot. It hasn't come out yet. It comes out tomorrow, so it's like nerve-wracking because we gave everything we had, and I thought the director made he's French, so it looks like it's really beautiful. Like it looks like an art piece the way he shot at some of these shots. I thought he did really great, and we all biased because we worked on it. So we just, you just never know how an audience is going to react. And I have this love relationship with Anna, so I can't look at her objectively. I was like, I really connected with her, but maybe the audience are gonna, you just don't know.
I think they're going to love her. I mean, for who she is. But in grueling shoots like this and sets like this, you really become close with your crew. I mean, are you guys still friends after the shoot? I mean, do you still communicate?
Yeah, we are on, they were all in Canada, and we're on social media, and the guy that plays my husband, who was really wonderful too, who's the nicest guy, and he was so evil, right? He's French, so so everything is like through what that's the wonderful thing about social media. We all stay in touch, and yeah, we became very close. I mean, a lot of the crew members when we wrapped cried. Because it was just like you just became so close so fast, That's how it sometimes is, and especially in those projects that's made out of love.
Are you going to be directing more and more and producing films?
How did you know
I'm good.
that? I'm not supposed to talk about it yet because it hasn't been announced.
Well,
I
you
mean,
don't have to tell me anything. You could just.
I didn't want to, but I just got sucked into it, and it's happening this year. Yeah, it's happening.
I would trust you implicitly as a director because you've been through so much in your life and the films and the sets and that you've been on. I would imagine you are an encyclopedia of what to do behind the camera.
I mean, the studio, I think, believes in me more than I believe myself. And it's often like I mean, I went to school, I took a minor in it at NYU. I did my first cheesy TV show thing with my dad when I was 7. I've done shorts that won awards. I've done all this stuff, but it's never something I wanted to do. But sometimes what I've learned is if I just stay open, and say yes to whatever comes my way, because it wouldn't be coming if I wasn't meant to be doing it, if that makes sense. I
Yeah,
got
I know.
pushed into it. I'm doing it.
But that will make you more empathetic as a director, to understand the acting process as you do. Because you work with so many different styles of acting, Stanislavski and Uta Hagen and all of that. Know those.
Yeah, no, I studied hard. I mean, I'm always in class. I'm always studying. I think I'll never stop growing and learning, because if you know, I've yeah.
Where do I send my audition tape? I want to work. I'll just be a bartender somewhere and just do that. Man, so again, see, I see you doing so much in this business. You know, of course you're great in front of the camera, but I also think that, wow, what a producer you would be as well.
No, I'm really good at it, and it's taking me years to accept it because I don't, you know, I have that inferiority complex a little bit. You know, the director, they know everything, they must know everything, and I mean, they are so much better than me. And what I'm learning is, it's not about better. It's like I have so much to give,
Yeah.
and by not sharing it, and I have studios and, you know, companies that believe in me and is pushing me. You know, I mean, this project, I mean, we auditioned 17 directors and they're like, Nina,
Yeah.
you know, it's you, you know, it's you. I yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, I know I have a lot to give. And I think the key here is to I'm gonna bubble wrap myself with amazing people. You know, I have DPs
Course.
that I have so many people in the industry that I love, so I'm handpicking them all, so I'm like bubble wrapped so I can be taken care of because I'm only as good as my crew members, right?
And that's true. It takes a village to make a film.
Yeah, it does, and I do understand that part.
Well, of course you do. And you're very simpatico with the crew. You're very simpatico with the other cast members. You being number one or number two on the daily list. Is a great responsibility because you have to set the tone basically for the whole day on set.
Oh yeah, you have. And like what was so interesting in Cold Meat is like they'll play music in between the takes and dance around in the warm studio when we're shooting in the, you know, on the sound stage. And I'll be like, hey guys, can we turn in a loving way? You have to learn to, you know, say these things. Hey, I'm just trying to do my best work and I can't listen to Depeche Mode, even though it's one of my favorite bands, because I'm in Anna right now and we need to open the window so we can get cold in here. And be I do it in the most loving way without sounding like a prima donna. I'm just trying to do my best work, you know. So it's like I think, you know, it's all about communication at the end of the day, right?
When you realize that you are setting the tone for the day, even though you're in character, everything seems to move so smoothly, and it lightens people's load.
Oh yeah, it really, really does. And I did work. You know, and that crew and everyone, they were just so respectful of my needs. You know, everyone, you know, they really listened and they really wanted the best, which was beautiful. So they, yeah, it was, and again, I believe it starts at the top, and the top is the director, right? And he set the tone. He gave us the space to explore, and yeah, he was really good. He set the tone.
In our final moments that we have, really, thank you all for this time. I really do appreciate it. I thought I'd missed out on you, and I was heartbroken. I sent you emails and texts, and I was crying.
I know, but it's been busy. You
I
know,
know.
it's been like yeah,
You
and
had a
I
live feed yesterday. How did that go?
the live feed,
Yeah.
it was fun. It was fun. I think I personally like it better like this because then if I walk out, then we can
I can edit, yeah.
Yeah, no, but he's such a pro. It was fun. He's great. You know, it's I mean, you know, hanging out with you guys, it's like, you know, I'm
We're
sitting
family.
here with morning coffee and with my Russian cup, you know, it's like a fake coffee, a quit coffee.
It's
So
like talking to, my sister is what it is. It's
yeah, it's like we're
family.
just hanging out with an old friend drinking coffee in the morning.
What do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Cold Meat?
I mean, I'm completely clueless. You know, I've just done these interviews. These are the only people that have seen it. And you know, it's very interesting to hear what people takes away, what happens in the end, you know, what if it's supernatural, if it's real, if it's not real, if it's, you know, people seem very intrigued with it and they seem very fascinated by it. And they seemed I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's an honest answer because it does have so many, it hits so many different notes.
Yes, exactly.
that it's a lot of fun really to watch too. And I have to say this too, because I don't want people to get the wrong idea of the film, because I don't want to give anything away, but there is a bit of humor running through this too,
Oh yeah.
that is just, I think it's you. I think you're just very funny.
It's just a weird dynamic. The whole thing is just
Yeah.
like, and yeah, I mean, that's kudos to the writer who's the
Yeah.
director. Yeah. He put that in there, which I thought was, you have to in situations like that.
I would love to see you do a comedy, just a straight out wonderful romantic comedy. You would be.
Yes. Yes, I don't know. I think people see me more as playing like, I think this movie hopefully will help me get away from, people go, oh, she's more than that. And there's one later this year that I'm up for that is a very different character that I've never played this year. So it's, it's I'm getting the opportunities now, so I'm sure they're the comedy's gonna
Well,
come.
you're Nina Bergman. You
Yeah.
have a team now. I have
I do. I
no.
do. And I don't want to be put in a box. I don't like being in a
No,
box.
don't, because the minute that happens,
Yeah.
there goes your creativity and all that, and you become something else. And I love the chances that you take, the choices. Like I said, you're one of my favorite people to talk to too, and all the best. Come visit us in Salt Lake City. Bring the family and we'll do a barbecue or something.
I do actually love Salt Lake. You have the best nature over there and you're part of town.
We'll stay a couple of days. We'll put you up.
Yeah, no, my dream is to come over, hit that way, and then on my motorcycle and do like a
Wow.
whole, yeah.
Go through Yellowstone and enjoy the scenery, sure.
That's on the bucket list. I just need the time.
Well, Nina, thank you so much. I adore you, and you know that. We're good friends, and all the best. This film, and I'm not just saying it because we are friends. I mean, this film is an edge of your seat. It reminds me a bit of Hitchcock. It reminds me a bit of The Twilight Zone. It's got everything in it, and yet it's not just that. It's a beautifully done story, and God bless you for taking the chance.
Thank you. Thank you so much for watching it. And yeah, it was so great seeing you.
All right, sweetheart. You take care.
Okay. You too. Bye.